This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Vice President J.D. Vance was in Colorado Springs yesterday to deliver the commencement address at the U.S. Air Force Academy. CPR's Dan Boyce says he told cadets to prepare for a military career of rapid change.
Vance told the more than 900 graduates the jobs many of them will be going into would have seemed like science fiction 2 decades ago. It's an entirely new era of warfare.
One shaped by autonomous systems, AI, and cyber operations. Technologies evolving far faster than military institutions have historically been accustomed to.
Vance says the graduates are ready for those evolving roles in the Air and Space Forces. The Academy says the class of 2026 had the highest average GPA in 20 years. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Elk calving season has begun in much of Colorado. That means female elk can be aggressively protective of their young. Those calves are typically born from late May into June. The city of Estes Park is urging people to avoid known calving areas, including the Lake Estes Trail and Stanley Park. The city says you should keep a safe distance from elk cows and calves and report protective elk that may be endangering people to the Estes Park Police Department. Turning to southwest Colorado, much of the area is forecast to have high fire danger today with low humidity and gusty winds. In metro Denver and the Springs, mostly cloudy skies, highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s, a chance for afternoon storms. And for Craig, sunny in upper 70s, a slight chance for afternoon rain. It's CPR News and KRCC.